Diablo presents Big Town.
Extra, extra, hero all about I Remember Murder. Tonight's Big Town story brought to you by Light Boy Health Soap, used in the homes of 40 million Americans. Extra, extra.
Life Boy Health Soap presents Big Town. The headline stories of a great city dramatically reported by Steve Wilson, fighting managing editor whose creed, as with all great newsmen, is emblazoned on the masthead of the Illustrated Press.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword. That it may be a faithful servant of all the people, use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now, Big Town and Steve Wilson's headline story, captioned, I Remember Murder. Of all the dangerous situations in which the innocent bystander can be involved, the deadliest is to be a witness to a gang murder. And such is the case in tonight's story, which began as a girl rode out of Big Town in a flashy convertible driven by a cafe society blackmailer who has double-crossed his pals.
Dick, why are we driving so far out of town?
I'll tell you as soon as we get off the parkway and check some of this traffic, Lola.
But why are you driving so fast? Why do you keep looking behind you?
I'll tell you in a minute. I'm going to cut over to the old turnpike right here.
Dick, what's the matter with you? You've never driven like this before.
Never had as good a reason, Lola. I think it's okay now. So listen, honey, and I'll tell you why I asked you to come along.
What about the last floor show at the club, Dick?
We played our last show for Rocky, Lola, honey.
Now, wait a minute, Deke. We have a contract with Rocky.
I had more than a contract with Rocky, Troy. I had a sucker deal on a shakedown sideline, and I got tired of the short end of the cut.
Deke, have you been mixed up in Troy's blackmail setup?
Yes.
Is that why you've been dating those society devs who think it's smart to be seen at the Big Town High Hatter Club?
Sure. But you know, you've been the only one I really give a hoot about, Lola. That's why I want you to haul out for Mexico with me tonight.
Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
What have you pulled, Deke? Have you crossed Rocky Troy and his gang?
Oh, and how? For 50 grand.
50 grand?
Don't act so surprised, baby. You've known all along I was doing more than swinging a stick over that corny band while you warbled.
No, I didn't know, Deke, honest.
So now you know, honey. So how about Mexico?
No, Deke. I've always liked you. I still like you, but I don't want any part of this. Take me back to Big Town.
I'm not going back to Big Town, baby. I've got the dough and my luggage in the trunk.
All right, then pull over and let me out.
Oh, yeah, we'll take your foot off the brake. Now listen to me, will
you,
honey?
Oh, hey, Deke.
Listen to me.
You can do as you like, but I don't want any part of crossing Rocky Troy.
Hold on.
They'll find you and kill you no matter where you go.
Not in Mexico. I've got pals there, connections.
You'll never get there. Let go of my arm, Deke.
Now listen.
Let me out of this car.
Now, wait a minute. There's another car coming. Wait till it passes.
It isn't going to pass. It's slowing down.
Okay, sit still. Maybe it's a trooper patrol. Act like we're a couple of moonspooners. Give me a baby.
No, Deke, let go of me. Deke, please. Please.
Yeah, Deke. Let go of the lady.
Beefy. How'd you follow me?
Easy, punk. We got a souped-up job, and you're a sucker for a long tail with this maroon convert. Hey, Laffy, it's him. Come here.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Relax, baby. We got a little business with your boyfriend here.
Let her alone, Beefy. She's not mixed up in this.
She is, because you mixed her up in a cross.
What you waiting for, Beefy? Giving them time to sweat?
I'll louse a yacht's levy. Get around and yank the dame out of the heap.
Sure, I'll go around the other side. Wouldn't you know he'd have a dame with him?
Listen, Beefy, Lola's clean on this. She went out even before you showed.
Sure, we know you pulled this cross solo. So we're giving her an out. Get her on your side, Laffy.
Yeah. Come on, babe.
No. Don't do it. Give him the money, Deke.
Too late, sweetheart. Deke here set a bad example, so you listen to your out.
Beefy, give her a break.
Sure, beautiful. Listen how it's going to be. Laffy's going to clunk you one, and all you're going to remember is the fact that a couple of hitchhikers you picked up blasted Dick here, tossed you out on your ear, and scrammed with his dough and jalap. You got that?
Don't. Please don't. Give him the money, Deke.
Come on, baby. Out of the heat.
No.
You don't know how lucky you are.
No. No.
Come get a dose of amnesia.
No.
Yeah, baby.
Save the laughs, Laffy. Leave her alone. Come back around here. Slide under the wheel of Deke's jalop.
Okay, coming.
Now slide over, Deke. And don't move your mitts or you'll get it here.
Listen, Beefy. How about 50 grand to split between you for an hour's start?
No dice. We wouldn't live to enjoy it any more than you. Slide over.
Where are we going?
Maybe up the road a piece after I get that 50 G's.
Yeah. Then what?
And maybe by morning somebody will find you in this heap at the bottom of a nice deep ravine.
Here in the midst of no place in particular.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Look, lady, I'm only a hack driver, deadheading back to Victor, but... Hey, who mussed you up?
I don't know. I can't remember even who I am.
Uh-oh, an amnesiac. You must have got tossed out of a car on your head.
A car? Yes, I was in a car.
Here, let me give you a hand into my hat. Lean on me till I get the door open.
Oh, if I could only remember.
Well, just take it easy, lady. Just sit back and relax. Bess is an old hack, but she's comfortable.
Oh, my head aches. Aches.
Wait till I switch on the dome light. I'll take... Hey, you've been clunked. You didn't get that falling out of no car.
Car? They pulled me out of the car.
Who pulled you out of a car, lady?
I don't know, but they were going to kill him.
Kill who?
I can't remember. Please help me. I can't remember.
In which case, let me take a look at a handbag you're holding on to like rigor mortis.
No, no.
Now, look, lady, I'm no stick-up artist. I'm not even trying to find out if you got cab fare to Big Town. I am only trying to find out who you are and how come you're here in the shape you're in. Now, please, lady, leave me look in that bag.
All right, only help me. Please help me.
Thanks, that's what I'm trying to do. Uh-oh.
What? What is it?
Hey, is this not a somewhat oversized gun for a lady to be carrying around?
A gun?
Yeah, lady, and according to my sniff, it has been fired recently, and the barrel is positively contaminated with cordite.
Cordite?
Yeah, miss. Alias gunpowder, with which some persons blast other persons and usually get burned in a hot seat for saying.
I don't understand.
You and me both together, lady. And I got a notion this is something which will be very interesting to a newspaper man I hack around. Steve Wilson at a Big Town Illustrated Press.
Hi, Steve. Anything on the hook for your wondrous girl reporter tonight?
Not a thing, Lorelei. Has Fletch on city desk run out of assignments?
No, whoever heard of a city editor running out of assignments? I'm merely a fugitive from an undertaker's convention.
It might help your crime reporting.
I doubt it. Most of the cases we deal with have nothing to do with the fine art of embalming, just hot lead and wet cement.
Oh, you're getting morbid, my lovely.
Well, maybe I need a vacation. Couldn't you arrange a nice, polite murder for me to cover down in Florida, California, or Bermuda?
I'll talk to the manager. Meanwhile, I'd like...
Oh, your private wire, and I'll bet you dollars to donuts I don't even get a chance to talk you into taking me out to a dine and dance after the final's gone to bed.
Oh, probably right. Hello, Steve Wilson, Illustrated Press.
A portion is I, Harry, a hack.
Hello, Harry. Where have you been all evening?
A hack and a somewhat inebriated suburbanite to his hillside home and spouse, but it is the retired trip I'm calling you by.
What's up, Harry?
Well, whilst I'm balling back along the old time bike, I pick up a very mussed-up female amnesiac who cannot remember her name, but who vaguely recalls something about a murder.
A murder?
Yeah, and she has a man-sized cannon in her handbag smelling of recent and sudden death.
Good grief. Anything else in her handbag?
Not a thing to tag her, Mr. Wilson.
Any sign of a victim, Harry?
Not a sign. No car, no body, no nothing. And I am wondering if I should turn her over to the law.
Where are you, Harry?
I bought her from a hash wagon at the city line.
Anything to indicate where she lives, store tags on her clothing?
Well, that I did not presume to investigate, boss. But there is one thing which makes me think she has been in Victor not many hours ago.
The packet, Harry.
This PM's moving ticket stuff for the Grand Theater.
Anything else?
Yep, and a pack of book matches from the Victor High Hatter Club.
The High Hatter, that may be a lead, Harry. You don't pick up those match covers just anywhere.
Yeah, is that not the classy clip chart where our mutual friend Boris is doing it, huh?
Yes, so bring her to the High Hatter Club, Harry. I can get there and quiz Boris before you arrive.
Okay, boss, but watch your step. This smells like murder.
Now, bear that in mind, Harry. Make it as quickly as you can, and we'll see if this is a case for homicide.
Thus, through one of his many tipsters of the streets of Big Town, Steve Wilson moves in to take a hand in a gang murder promising dangerous complications. Doctors have proved it in 820 scientific tests. Lifebuoy health soap in your daily bath gets skin cleaner.
Yes, cleaner than any other leading soap can.
That's right. After comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, these doctors made this amazing statement.
Actually, you are cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap.
Here's the reason. Lifebuoy does more than just remove grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy is more effective than any other leading soap in removing the invisible dirt that can form a foothold for B.O. Lifebuoy gets you even cleaner than the eye can see.
Cleaner than the eye can see.
Yes, after 820 scientific tests, these doctors say Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes the difference. And this same purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder, safe even for a baby's tender skin. So enjoy a Lifebuoy bath every day. You love the creamy, rich lather, the wonderful mildness. Get Lifebuoy tomorrow. Now, back to Big Town and tonight's swift-moving story, captioned, I Remember Murder. Acting on a lead from Harry the Hack that a girl he picked up on a lonely suburban road may be involved in a murder, Steve Wilson has arranged to meet Harry in front of the Big Town High Hatter Club and is driven there in a press car to question the doorman, a more or less mad Russian known as Boris Godunov Nijinsky Pavlovich.
Hello, Boris.
Ah, Mr. Wilson and the so lovely Miss Kilburn. Welcome to the High Hatter Club.
Hello, Boris. How's the doorman business?
Colossally terrible, Miss Kilburn. The doors get more, the tips get less, and soon I think I forsook this classy costume for some tights of my great love, the ballet.
Now, before you do, Boris, could you give us a little information on what's been going on around here tonight?
Ah, Mr. Wilson, here at this flip joint, I work overtime at being like them three monkeys in statuettes.
Well, how do you mean, Boris?
Around this place, Miss Kilburn, if you wish to live healthy so long, you should hear no evils, see no evils, and keep shut with the mouth. But for you, my very good friend, I will make with the talk like a radio serial.
Harry the Hack should be here any minute with a girl who may have been at the High Hatter tonight, Boris.
Lots of girls come to the High Hatter, Mr. Wilson.
This one can't remember.
Some should forget.
Oh, I hear the cab, and it looks like Harry's wondrous one-horse shay.
Well, that's Harry, and he should have the girl with him.
Good. Boris has the memories like elephants, especially ladies I don't ever forget.
Hiya, Boris, Miss Kilburn, Boris.
Oh, hello, Harry.
Hello, Harry, my monkey ranch friend. Where is this lady's with the amnesia?
In the back here. I'll open the door and switch on the light.
Harry, I don't see her.
Oh, she's back here in the corner. Come on, lady.
No, please. I'm afraid. I can't remember.
Don't worry, lady. Nobody's going to hurt you. You're amongst friends.
No, please.
Let me take a look at her, Harry. She may need a doctor right away.
Please, please take me home.
Of course, miss. Just as soon as we find out who you are and where you live.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Boris, take a look at this girl. Have you seen her here at the High Hatter?
Oh, so have I seen her. Here she makes with singing with Dick Dale's band. From the side entrance, she went away with him in his red roadster automobile maybe 2 hours ago.
I love it. What's her name?
Her singing name is Lola Lean.
Do you know where she lives, Boris?
The same building where this Dick fella lives, at Big Town Arms, 2 blocks away from here. Only and not together.
Hadn't we better take her home and get a doctor, Steve?
Yes, Lorelei, but there's something ugly back of this, and I think we'd better get homicide in on it before it explodes. Where's her handbag, Harry?
Right here, boss. And that smoked rod is still nestling in the nest. I didn't touch it.
Well, let's have a look.
There it is, boss. Some cannon, huh?
Yes. And hardly the weapon a lady would choose.
How do you figure it, Steve?
It could be a frame-up, Lorelei. But there's no use speculating until we find out what happened to Dale and his car.
But meanwhile, Steve, if this girl didn't fire that gun, the person who did may try to shut her up if they find out we've got her.
Yes, I think we'd better get her away from here. Get under the wheel, Harry. Drive to the big town arms?
Check, boss.
Hadn't I better come along, Steve?
No, Laurel. I'll get back to the press office. Call the State Highway Patrol covering the North Turnpike section. Mm-hmm. Check on any accident or incident involving a red roadster belonging to Deke Dale.
Right, Steve. Where will you be if I get anything?
At Miss Lynn's apartment, if I can get in.
Okay. There's some keys in her bag, boss.
Good. Get going, Harry. Thanks, Boris, until you're better paid.
Deke, nothing's out with Mr. Wilson. And if around here the traffic troy and his gorilla fella should make with some questions, I don't tell them nothing.
Yes, but watch your step, Boris. This may be murder, and it may be tied to the management of this click joint.
Murder. Murder. I remember now.
What do you remember, Miss Lynn?
I remember. Remember.
Think hard. Try to remember what happened.
I remember murder.
Hey, Rocky.
What's up, Beefy? What's the idea of crashing into my private office like the joint's on fire?
Well, maybe it is, Rocky.
Shut the door and unwind. What's happened?
Maybe plenty of plenty. Guess who's been out front quizzing that comic Russian character you got opening doors?
Listen, Beefy, I'm in no mood for guessing games. Let's have it. Who's been out front quizzing Boris?
That racket busted newspaper guy from the press.
Wilson?
Yeah, Wilson and some dame. And a hack drove up and Wilson got inside and talked to somebody.
Who?
I couldn't see, but I think it was a Lynn canary.
Lola Lynn. So what?
Look, Rocky, there's something me and Laffy didn't tell you.
Tell me now.
You said to tail Dick Dale and get him in the 50 grand if he started a scram town.
Tell me something I don't know.
You didn't say the Lynn dame would be with him, and you didn't tell us what to do with her.
What did you do with her?
We clunked her and dumped her in a ditch before we blasted Deke. And then put the rod in her handbag to make it look like she'd done the job.
You dolts. She'll squawk and have the cops all over us by morning.
No, she won't. She knows we'll get her if she yelps.
Don't kid yourself. You Stoops fixed it so she talks or takes a murder rap. Putting that gun in her bag made sure of that.
Oops, I never thought of that.
You don't think, period.
We figured she'd come out of the clunk so scared she'd sink the rod and give her the story we gave her about a couple of hitchhikers blasting Deke.
So somebody finds her and the gun, tips Wilson, and you fatheads are in the fire. Where's Laffy?
He's tailing Wilson. He's going to phone back as quick as he gets what gives.
There ain't time to wait. Go get that slug, Boris. Get him up here.
No can do. I tried. He knocked me through the plate grass and screamed.
You stoop. Now they've really got something. Wilson will ring in the cops on this. We got to get out of here.
Say, maybe that's Laffy now.
It better be. Yeah?
Lucky, it's me. Laffy.
Tell it, you rat-faced hyena.
Baby, watch it.
Where's Wilson? Who was in that hack?
The Lynn dame. And they're at a place at the big town arms. So what I gonna do?
Listen, you dumb comic. You and Beefy louse this layout. I'm sending him over. Get that dame and shut her up before she squawks to the cops.
Yeah, but Rocky, what about Wilson? He's up there with her.
That's his funeral for mixing in this. Get him before he gets the lot of us.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, Miss Lynn.
Thank you for bringing me home, but I still can't remember what happened.
Oh, it's all right, Miss Lynn. It's just the shock. It'll all come back to you. Just lie still there on the couch and take it easy.
It's like a nightmare. I remember Deke wanting me to go away. Then two men came.
Yes, go on.
I seem to remember them, know them. Something about hitchhikers killing Deke. Not to talk or they'd kill me. Not to talk.
Well, don't talk. Just take it easy, Miss Lynn. The police should be here soon. I'm going to call my office and... Wait a minute. Be quiet.
Mr. Wilson, it is me, Boris.
Boris? Well, just a minute, Boris. I'll unlock the door. Now, what's up, Boris?
Something very bad. Mr. Wilson, close the door quick.
That's what happened.
Right after you leave in the hack, one of Troy's guerrillas tries to make me talk. But I am the fella he thinks he is. So I toss him like potato sacks through some plate glass and makes like the wind here to tell you that the boss, she is boiling over.
Thanks, Boris. Watch that door. We may have visitors if you were followed.
You were followed, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, how do you know for sure, Boris?
While I am making mincemeat out of the big fella called Biffy, a little fella who all the time laughs like hyenas is following after you in another hexagon.
Well, in that case, we're in for a showdown, and I'd better call my office. See if there's any report on Dale and find out if Inspector Callahan is on the way.
Steve Wilson's office, Illustrated Press.
Followed by the fire. Rocky Troy's outfit know we've got Lola Lynn. Any word on Dick Dale?
Plenty, Steve, and all bad. Highway Patrol found his car at the bottom of a ravine on North Turnpike.
What about Dale?
Rigor mortis had set in due to a hole in his head.
That does it. Did you get Inspector Callahan?
He's on his way to the Big Town Arms. He should be there in 5 minutes.
Good, then.
Mr. Wilson, somebody is shooting the lock off the hallway door.
Steve, what happened?
We've got visitors. Hang on, Lorelei. I'm leaving the phone off the hook.
Oh, Steve, be careful.
Boris, get Miss Lynn out of here in the bedroom, quick.
Okay. Come on, Miss Lynn.
What's happening, Mr. Wilson? What's happening?
Remains to be seen. Get in the bedroom with Boris, Miss Lynn.
Come on, Miss Lynn. I hide you someplace you can come
back. No, stay with her, Boris. I'll try to stall these rats. Hurry. That door isn't going to hold much longer. Lorelei, stay on the phone, but keep quiet. Notify police headquarters. Tell them to pick up Rocky Troy for murder.
But what about you, Steve? You haven't got a gun.
Just dust off my obituary and bring it up to date.
Thus caught in a deadly attempt to cover up one murder, Steve Wilson faces a really dangerous showdown with the killers. In a moment, we'll come to the exciting climax of tonight's story, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. It's amazing, I know, but doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. As after comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, these doctors made this amazing statement. Actually, you're cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. It's Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient that makes the difference. Remember, this purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder, safe even for a baby's tender skin. So bathe daily with Lifebuoy, and ask for Lifebuoy in the big new bath size. It's generous, luxurious. Get new bath size Lifebuoy tomorrow. Now, back to Steve Wilson of the Big Town Illustrated Press and tonight's five-star story headline, I Remember Murder. Caught in the middle of a gangland cover-up of one murder, Steve grimly talks to Lorelei over the phone as he waits for the killers to smash open the door of the apartment of the key witness to the original crime.
Steve, can you get out of that apartment?
No, Lorelei, and Boris has hidden Lola Lynn in the bedroom. I've got to stall him until Callahan and his hunter boys get here.
Callahan should be there in a few minutes.
Thanks, my lovely. I'll need it. I think they smashed the hall door open. Stay on the line. I'm leaving the phone off the hook. This is it.
And a boy, Beefy. Somewhere open.
Yeah, let's get that Lynn Dane before that shot fetches the curb. Yeah. Come on in.
Yes, boys. Come on in.
Hey, Beefy. Look at who's waiting for us. That newspaper log, Steve Wilson, the racket buster. Ain't that a laugh?
Keep him covered in can of comedy, will you?
Let's bust him now, Beefy. Let's bust the racket buster. Hey, how's that for a gag, huh?
Tell us a laugh, sir. I'll bust you in.
Oh, where's your sense of humor, big boy? Let your runty partner enjoy a last laugh while he can.
Lan Wilson, I only want one thing out of you.
Name it.
Where's that Lynn Dane?
She went out to walk a dog. Won't you sit down and wait?
Oh, what a gag. What a line.
Good, it's happy.
Yeah, hadn't known I'd done that, Beefy. Hey, and forgetting that slap. Anything for a laugh but a slug in the mush.
Easy, Laffy. Yeah. Swing that rod on me and I'll tear you apart with mine.
I can wait.
Why wait, Laffy? Your big pal can finger you under the chair for the murder of Deke Dale as well as Lola Lynn.
Don't feed me payoffs, Wilson. I figure my own gags and tags.
Yeah, claim, Wilson. Where's the Lynn Dane?
Well, you won't find her.
Look in the bedroom, Laffy.
Turn my back on you, you slug. Like nothing.
Look in a bedroom or I'll take you with Wilson.
Okay. But blast at me and on the way down to the floor, I'll take you with every slug in my rod.
Don't be a dope. Get that dame. Let's get out of here.
Okay. Mind, Wilson. While I look for that dame in here.
All right, Wilson. Against the wall. and quit bunching yourself to jump me.
Don't worry, Beefy. You handle that gun like an expert. No one could take it and live.
That's right, Wilson. So against the wall. Make like an eagle.
Well, this...
Oh? Yeah, now hold it.
Beefy!
Beefy, what gives in here? Beefy! You louse who switched off the lights.
I did, Beefy, leaning against the switch.
Light or no light, I'll get you, you slug.
Nice try.
Come on, Wilson, you slug. Talk up and I'll take it.
No, thanks. Homicide's coming to take you, Beefy.
Back at a sofa, Wilson. All right. Let's see how long you last. Down there.
Okay, let's see.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson?
Yes, boss?
In here, I got the laughing boy like Cole Perkins. How you make out?
All right, Boris. I got him with a standing lamp. Wait till I find this gorilla's gun. It's here on the floor somewhere. All right, I got it. Now, oh, where's Miss Lynn?
In the clothes closet, and she recognized them fellas' voices. Almost everything she remembers now.
Hey, Callahan underneath here is a material witness. Oh, yes, it's me, Boris. I almost forgot Miss Kilburn is still on the phone.
That I should not wonder you would forget.
Steve
Wilson, you crazy character.
Yes, Laura, I'm a lovely. Well, what's bothering you?
What's bothering me? Why, you crazy... Steve, I heard you get up.
Oh, just come on, my lovely. He only shot out a couple of my gray hairs.
Your gray hairs? Another couple of minutes hanging on this phone and I'd have been whistling his mother. Is Callahan there?
No, but I think he's pulling up outside. Switch me to Fletch on City Desk and I'll give him the lead for the final.
How's Laura Lynn?
She's okay, and she remembers the murder.
Good, but remember, you've got a date to take me to a dine and dance tonight.
And so ended, with the roundup and conviction of Rocky Croy and his murderous gunsels, another exciting newspaper adventure of Steve Wilson and his staff of the Big Town Illustrated Press. Now, before telling you of next week's headline story, remember, doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Yes, you're cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. Ask for Lifebuoy Health Soap tomorrow. Next week, the makers of Lifebuoy bring you a hard-hitting story of gambling treachery entitled The Lost and Found. Another exciting assignment in the newspaper career of fighting Steve Wilson of Big Town. Don't miss it. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional, and any similarity to other names and places is purely coincidental. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilbourne, and was written and directed by Jerry McGill. Now, Big Tom bids you good night until next Tuesday night, same time, same station, when you'll hear the newsboy calling.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. The story of Steve Wilson and the lost and the found, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap, another fine lever product. Extra, extra.
New Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Yes, rain or shine, new Rinso with Solium gives your wash an amazing new brilliance. You can dry your wash anywhere, and white clothes will turn out not just whiter, but actually whiter than new. And washable colors not just brighter, but even brighter than brand new. It's because new Rinso contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. New Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Find out for yourself how new Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Only new Rinso contains Solium. Today, more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.